toadstools?
I think so. Now they grew on lowland.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. We were talking about the kind of fruit you had. You mentioned peaches. Would folks ever grow them around here?
Well, I got a few trees, but they started dying so bad now. They used to have big orchards around here years ago. This man lived next to me here at the orchard across the lake here.
Uh-huh.
Had some fine peaches, but if you don't keep them, you know, pruned up right, they'll die. You're supposed to prune a peach tree every year when they sap down.
Yeah.
If you let them try and let them start to, you know, some place to limb, let them stay on there, you know. In a few years, you ain't got no peach tree because it'll die. We supposed to trim them up every year. Call that prune them up, you know.
The inside of the peach?
It's got a stone. Got a stone inside of it. Of course, now some peaches you can preserve with the stones and all. When the solid, they ain't wormy, you know. I like mine, you know, preserved whole. They good like that. Sure is.
The kind of peach you gotta cut the stone out of?
Well, that's the one what is, you know, kind of wormy. But if some peaches are sound now, you know, ain't wormy, you have to buy that stone. You just put them up, you know, the stone and all. Well, you gotta peel it, get the jacket off me, see.
Yeah.
So now my wife, now she tabled some with the stone and all last year. At least she put them in the deep freeze.
Yeah.
And they good like that.
I bet they were.
They were good. Sure were.
Now, I was talking about the one, you know, the two, there can be a couple different types of peaches. One, you just open it and it breaks and the stone falls right out of it.
That's right. I think that's to call Alberta peach, I think it's I think it's the Alberta peach. When you break it open, you see the stone fall out.
Yeah.
I think that's the Alberta peach.
And then the other one, that you have to cut the stone out.
Yeah, cut the stone out. That's right.
That's a...
Well, there's different names, I can't hardly think. But I do know we got the Alberta, and I think Ben Davis peaches too, I think it's all.
Mm-hmm.
So many different names of them, you know.
After you're eating an apple, you throw away the...
That's the coat. At the inside, they call that a coat.
Did you ever cut up apples or peaches and dry them?
Well, I never have. But I heard other people doing it. You know, just dry their own peaches, you know. You can buy them at the store, dried peaches and dried apples too. But people, you try to dry them, you know. You can dry them if you want to, and if you know how, you can dry them.
The skin is all...
That's right. You just slice them, you know, and dry them. Because you buy them out of these stores, all dried apples. And make pies out of them, too.
What will the skin do on them?
What
when you dry them?
Well, you can, get the skin, the jacket off the face, you know.
Yeah.
And just dry it. Not the apple by itself. It's the meat part, you know.
It doesn't stay the same though, doesn't it?
But I think it'd be the best is to dry them with the jacket all on.
Yeah.
Like me, they're still together better.
Well, what happens to the, don't they get smaller?
Oh, they get smaller. When you start to dry them, they get little, well, real small.
You say they do what? They
Twinch. I think it's twinch you call it, I believe you call it, it's twinch. That means you get littler, you get smaller.
Yeah. What happens to the skin? The skin gets all wrinkly in it.
Well, you can just...
Shrip.
It twinch away.
Yeah.